This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
City in chaos.
Portland desperately needs calm.
Kenosha Mayor's message to the president.
Right now is not the time.
Hailing a Hollywood hero.
His impact lives forever.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, two American cities facing troubled times. In Portland, Oregon, there were new clashes overnight after the weekend death of a man when protesters squared off with Trump supporters. And in Kenosha, Wisconsin, there is concern as the president plans a visit in the wake of the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Here's CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler denounced the violence in the city and cast blame on President Trump for spreading a message of hatred.
You've tried to divide us more than any other figure in modern history.
President Trump responded on Twitter, writing, Wheeler thinks this lawless situation should go on forever. Wrong. Portland will never recover with a fool for a mayor. Protests have grown nationwide since the Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha. But here in Kenosha, the protests have been largely peaceful over the last several days. About 1,000 people marched with Jacob Blake's family Saturday, calling for violence to end and for the officers involved to be disciplined.
There were 7 bullets put in my son's back.
Let's get the latest from the White House and CBS's Ben Tracy.
During a barrage of nearly 100 tweets and retweets on Sunday, the president retweeted unfounded conspiracy theories that protests for racial justice are actually an attempted coup to take him down.
You know what I say? Protest is your ass.
The Trump campaign in the White House called the unrest in American cities a preview of Joe Biden's America.
It is in Democrat cities. You know, you want to talk about Donald Trump's America. Most of Donald Trump's America is peaceful.
But Democrats are pushing back, reminding voters that what they are seeing is happening in President Trump's America, not Joe Biden's.
Amid all this, President Trump's opponent takes his message on the road today, as we hear from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
He's headed to Pittsburgh later today, where aides say he's going to speak broadly about the president's response to the violence, the pandemic, and the economic downturn. The general gist of the message, quote, are you safe in Donald Trump's America? Biden issued a statement about the deadly violence in Portland, calling it unacceptable, and adding that he, quote, condemns violence of every kind by anyone, whether on the left or the right. And I challenge Donald Trump to do the same.
Now to Lake Charles, Louisiana. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is covering the devastating aftermath of Hurricane Laura.
Hurricane Laura's 150-mile-per-hour winds knocked down thousands of utility poles. People here are now facing 90-degree temperatures and high humidity with no electricity or running water.
It's terrible. It's catastrophic.
Nick Hunter is the mayor of Lake Charles.
Have you heard any estimates of when you're going to get power back?
Weeks. 100% of the city is without power right now. I would say definitely over a month.
After weekend progress, hot, dry weather could make things rough again for firefighters in Northern California. 1,200 homes and other structures have burned in wildfires. Taryn O'Connor is one of the Army soldiers called in to help.
Usually you think of the Army of going overseas and completing missions over there, but it's nice to do something on the home front.
Chadwick Boseman's death from colon cancer stunned fans and has been noted on social media and beyond, all over the world.
The entertainment industry continues to reel from Chadwick Boseman's unexpected death.
We dedicate tonight's show to a man whose spirit touched so many.
At last night's MTV Music Video Awards, a tribute to the Black Panther star.
His impact lives forever.
At some NBA games played this weekend, there were also salutes.
A moment of silence in honor of Chadwick Boseman.
And at the Belgian Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton, the only black driver in Formula One, gave the Black Panther salute, crossed arms over chest in Boseman's memory. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn tells the Financial Times he is willing to fast-track a COVID-19 vaccine for use by health professionals at first. CBS's Vicki Barker has the latest on the pandemic.
The number of coronavirus cases worldwide has surged past 25 million. India just marked a record one-day increase, nearly 79,000 new cases, breaking the previous daily record set in the U.S. last month. India may be overtaking the Americas as the new global epicenter, but Europe is starting to see a feared second wave, too, and the U.S. has now reached 6 million confirmed cases.
Struggling for survival with travel numbers way down, United Airlines is doing away with the much-hated $200 change fee for people who have to shift plans when traveling in the U.S. CBS's Peter Greenberg says it puts pressure on other airlines to do the same.
Since 2010, United Airlines alone has collected more than $6 billion in these change fees. And if recent history holds, American and Delta may follow suit.
Overseas today, a historic flight.
U.S. and Israeli delegations flew together on the first commercial flight between Tel Aviv and the United Arab Emirates. White House envoy Jared Kushner was on board.
The Abraham Accords is a giant step forward. We celebrate a historic breakthrough for peace.
The word peace was inscribed above the cockpit in English, Hebrew, and Arabic. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
In our School Matters series, correspondent Wendy Gillette has more on something that can help parents make key decisions during the pandemic.
A recent survey by the women's and family healthcare site Maven found 60% of parents didn't have a plan for their kids for the fall as late as the end of July. CEO Kate Ryder.
We thought it would be a good idea to help parents with a framework.
So the site designed the COVID-19 Child Care Decision Tool, taking parents through a questionnaire to help them come to the conclusion if in-home or out-of-home instruction or care is best for their family. The site worked with economist Emily Oster to help add features like the gut check once you've answered the questions.
Your answers to these questions suggested this is what might work for you. How do you feel about that?
The tool is free. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A girl in Savannah, Georgia is using her hands to lend a hand in the pandemic.
10-year-old Samaya Harris jumped into action after hearing about the need for face masks. She decided to learn how to make them and start her own small business.
I was learning how to sew at that time, and I asked my grandmother, can you teach me how to sew masks? And she was like, and she said, are you sure? And I said, yes.
Harris has already made more than 100 masks for people across the U.S. and the Dominican Republic. She's donating some of her proceeds to charity. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Magician David Blaine scrapped a plan to float over the Hudson River strapped to helium weather balloons. He blamed the weather and wind patterns and says he'll try the stunt later on this week in Arizona. The weekend saw the first major movie releases since the pandemic began. The thriller Tenet exceeded expectations, taking in $53 million worldwide, most of it overseas. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.